My next conversation, I'm very much looking forward to. We've seen a couple of articles and sort of indications that many of us prefer a secondhand car. I think the smartest car purchasers buy secondhand cars. Everybody knows about the 30% that you lose when it drives off the lot. But what do you do when you find a really great deal on a secondhand car, but actually what you don't realize and what hasn't been indicated to you is that it is the reformation of what was a written-off scrap heap. In the main, a number of people have actually experienced this, where the relative cost seems really, really low. However, the ultimate cost is incredibly high because what's happened is a company, be it a dealership and the like, has rather than put together, handed you a car that's just run a few miles on the clock, they've pulled together a car that has that used to be. That used to be a written-off item. One article that we saw and we were talking about with the team was one that was pulled together with cable ties and missing parts of the chassis, bent part of the chassis. How do we create a second-hand vehicle trading market in which one can have as much transparency as possible in order to ensure that at least if you are going to buy into something that is that much of a hazard on the road, you at least know about it? Richard Green happens to be the National Director of the SA Motor Body Repairers Association, or SAMBRA, and joins me now. Richard, welcome to Breakfast with Refilo. How are you today?
I'm in great shape, Refilo, and yourself?
Excellent, thanks. All right, so how do we, what are the current rules within the secondhand market in terms of what needs to be disclosed about what has occurred with your car?
Look, you refer to the second-hand market. The issue that you are discussing this morning has to do more with what happens to the vehicle after it is declared uneconomical to repair, which is the formal term for written-off, and that has to do with an insurance environment. The second-hand dealers that are attached, let's say, to an OEM-appointed dealership, a BMW dealership or a Ford or anything else, these are fairly responsible corporate citizens. So it's unlikely that they are going to be involved in the type of nefarious activities that go on that produce these vehicles that we are discussing. Where these vehicles come from mainly are from salvage yard auctions, either online or face-to-face. And they are bought from those auctions with the intent, I think, and I know I'm going a bit wide here, but with the intent of repairing them in a substandard fashion and then through the various channels selling them.
So the problem is the uneconomical decision, is that what you're saying? And that comes down to insurance.
Correct. So you have an accident, the insurer, you have a contract with your or policy with your insurer. They have the right to decide at any point whether the value that a panel beater quotes them to repair that vehicle is economical for them or not. And if they decide that it's uneconomical, and that is really to do with the fiscals around, that circumstance, then they will consider it uneconomical to repair for them, and they will then write it off. And then they have a service level agreement or a contract with a salvage business, and they then on-sell that to the salvage business. And the real problem is that that remains a Code 2 vehicle, which is a second-hand vehicle, and therefore can be bought on the auction, repaired poorly, and put back on the road and re-registered. So that's the real issue. It needs to be written off. Because if it's uneconomical to repair, how can you magically make it economical to repair anywhere by anyone?
Well, economics and technological efficiencies are two different things. It sounds to me, Richard, as though there are two areas where things fall apart, right? So the one is the one that you're rightly highlighting, which is we need to make it financially viable to repair this car at a high standard.
Yes.
And that comes down to insurance. But then there's the second part, which is I, as a consumer, need to know what in the world happened here. So how do we make that visible?
It's so simple, but yet it appears as if the people that hold the information are reluctant to release it. And this is really where we're hoping, and I say this openly, that public pressure will ensure that they decide that they need to do this. So
Yes.
what happens effectively every single day is that the insurer would report his or her write-off detail to SAAIA, which is the South African Insurance Association. They in turn would deal with their own internal machinery to do whatever they do, and I don't know what they do with that information other than, you know, protect people from, or their own members, insurers, from fraud, etc. But essentially, that information that is submitted to the South African Insurance Association, which is a list of written-off vehicles, must be made public. So an open website,
correct.
It could be anywhere where you, because if you walk onto a secondhand lot, no matter whose it is, what level it is at, you will have a licensed disc on a vehicle, and it has something called a VIN number on it, the VIN number, which is really the, you know, the birth data of that vehicle, the manufacturing birth data. And all I have to do is with that VIN number, provide the information so that you and I can protect ourselves against buying such a vehicle. Or even if not protect ourselves.
Or buy one with open eyes.
Of course. So we're looking for transparency, that's all. And that is not the case at the moment. No matter who you interview, well, you can ask, it's easy to test it, isn't it? Ask a member of the public if they know where to go to find out if a car that they are intending to buy has been previously written off. And if you get one positive answer to that, I'd really like to know.
Absolutely. At the moment, we're all just hoping that there's a service book, and otherwise, no.
And generally, people don't know. If you're not in the motor body repair business, you don't know the signs. You can't, unless you have the ability or a mate to put it up on a lift and really inspect it thoroughly. I was asked by a member of the public who saw the article yesterday, what do I do? I'm buying a car right now. How can I? And I said, the only thing you can do is go to a SAMBRA member who's a professional panel beater and ask them to check the car. There is nothing else at the moment that you can do. There's no site to verify the status of that vehicle at this point in time.
Well, let this be the beginning of the public pressure. Richard Green, thank you very much. National Director of the SA Motor Body Repairers Association, or SAMBRA indeed, talking to us about what we need to do to shift this part of the industry, both from an insurance as well as a consumer transparency